hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Good afternoon, Julie. Oh,
good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I was thinking about calling the show instead of Life with the Girlfriends. I was just thinking about calling it The Maries.
Oh, sure. Why not?
TheMaries.com. And you're Julie Marie. I'm Christine Marie.
Oh, I dig that.
It's just The Maries.
I dig that. Yeah. What did you even holding back?
I don't know. It just came to me in deep meditation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You know what I thought we could talk about today?
No, you tell me, Mom.
March Madness.
Okay, the foot
March
of basketball.
March Madness. I just want to, the whole podcast, I want to dedicate to the athletes, the teams, the brackets.
Name me one team.
I can't really.
Okay, but you keep going. You keep dedicating our show to that.
That's the show.
That's your show.
That's what I know.
You feel a little mad?
I know that there's March Madness.
Yep.
I know that there's teams. I know that there's athletes involved.
Yes.
Round balls.
Yes.
And brackets.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's colleges.
It's colleges.
It's colleges. Yes. Okay. And SIU.
Sure. No, I don't think SIU is part of it.
Kishwaukee.
Sauk Valley.
Sauk Valley Junior College.
Why not? I say why
Notre
not?
Dame.
Yeah, sure. Now Notre Dame might be in there. Or no, what is Notre Dame? Is it Notre Dame?
Well, Notre Dame would be like Happy St. Patrick's Day, Julie.
Yes, but is it?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
But Notre
Dame
is a huge college in Indiana, right?
That's right. That's right.
And I think they are typically in the mix.
It's right across the border.
Yeah.
Okay. Not really.
You know, but I think it's in the mix.
Right.
So, yeah, Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And
luck of the Irish.
Exactly. And
everybody accuses me of being Irish because I'm redheaded.
And you like
green eyes. How dare you, sir?
How dare you think I'm Irish? I'm Italian through and through. You know, I was listening to Eric Weinstein. Is that his name? He's a scientist.
Yes.
Or he's a physicist. I don't know. He's some kind of scientist.
No, evolutionary biologist.
I don't think that's his
neuroscientist.
Brother. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, he's on Joe Rogan, and it's 4 hours long. I've been trying to get through this for weeks.
Well, you and I got through 1.5 hours.
Yeah,
I quit there. I tapped out.
He broke bad. He first talked about aliens and UFOs.
Yeah,
and he went all over the map on this stuff. And I'm like, somebody could have synthesized this podcast in like literally 30 minutes. I almost want to have a podcast about Joe Rogan's podcast where I can go, hey, here's Joe Rogan's podcast in 30 minutes from a girl's perspective.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure it is. But
Julie, you never know.
I never know. And then
would you want to do that, though?
Add it to my plate?
I mean, I guess here's the thing. If somebody said, Julie and Christine, I want you to do a 30-minute podcast on the Bravo girl world. That I would do. That sort of intrigues me.
Okay, gotcha. But I don't know. Right.
I mean, because gosh, 4 hours. It's deep.
Well, here's the thing. It was deep. It was also repetitive. And I also just felt sometimes I just going, okay, enough jerking each other off.
Well, when you get like pot and alcohol.
Yeah.
And at some point, all your masks are down.
Right. And in the end, he doesn't know. He doesn't know, but he does believe it more and more.
Right.
But what I want, but at about 35, 40 minutes from the end of the podcast, he goes on this really weird tangent, and he talks about how he was invited to meet and talk with Kanye West a couple years ago.
A couple years ago?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, several years ago. No, I don't know how many years ago, but a while ago. That might have been but he went and had a, and he was gonna talk to him in Calabasas, but they were going to make him sign a non-disclosure agreement, Eric Weinstein.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm not doing that.
He rejected that.
And then Kanye
goes.
Is
that because of the Kardashians live in Calabasas?
Probably.
So
I'm sure it's just
something.
Who the hell knows?
Right.
I think because they said they don't want their lives, like we get to talk about our lives, you don't. But it's like, well, wait, this is my life too.
Right.
But and then Kanye said, no, just come on up, no worries. You don't have to sign an NDA. And they said that he had a wonderful, wonderful time with the guy.
Did he go to his ranch in Wyoming?
No, he didn't go to the ranch. He was invited later on. But he said that...
He stayed in Calabasas then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he stayed in Calabasas.
Got it.
So Eric Weinstein, isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Neuroscientist, whatever the hell he is.
Evolutionary biologist.
Physicist. You know,
astrophysicist.
Yeah, he calls himself, you know, really to be have to have great science, you have to be a little crazy and be on the edge all the time.
But also his brother,
yes,
is Ben Weinstein.
Yes. And he is definitely a biological evolutionist. No. An evolutionary biologist. That's it. Something like that. I mean, you're just throwing words together.
But he's the biggest trigger, though, his brother is.
Yes, or something like that, because he got in trouble with his school because he wasn't woke enough. I don't know the whole story, but it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He came up as soon as Jordan Peterson came up. There was like that group of people like going, wait a minute, when are we letting the kids rule the house? When did that happen?
But also, he's the reason I'm not crazy about him is that I'm on Sam Harris's side, and I think that Sam Harris and him are not.
Who's that?
Sam Harris?
And who? Sam Harris and...
Ben and Weinstein.
Oh, really? Sam Harris and Ben have an issue?
I think so.
Oh, really? What would that be?
I have no idea.
Oh, you just don't feel like their personalities meshed.
Right.
Gotcha. I'm okay with that. That's cool. Interesting.
But if I had to pick a side, which I probably shouldn't...
Right.
I would pick Sam Harris.
Right. Well, that's interesting. And then...
Because they're both too...
Cockhounds. Yes.
Potheads. No. Atheists.
Okay. Atheists. Got it. Well,
and of the two,
yeah,
I like Sam Harris's atheism.
Yes.
Atheism more.
Well, like Eric Weinstein said, I'm an atheist until Friday night happens because I'm until I
he likes to have that good dinner.
Yes. And turn off everything because I need a break from everybody. But he was saying that.
Because that's Shabbat.
Yeah, Shabbat. Yeah. And he was saying that. Eric Weinstein was saying on Joe Rogan podcast about, you know, just how smart and charismatic Kanye is and a little mentally ill or a lot mentally ill, whatever that means, because that's such a big word now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could be, I'm sure he experiences extremes.
Right.
Highs.
In the old days, you know what we called that mentally ill? Our parents.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All parents are mentally ill.
Back in the day.
Yeah. They got away with it.
When us kids were considered chattel.
Yep.
And, you know, we were kind of treated as if.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That was it. Now that would be considered mentally ill. Your kids would be taken away from you. You'd have to go through kind of
parent
training.
Back in the day, your parents were abusive and would be considered mentally ill and would need lots of therapy and training.
Training, yeah. Re-education.
Well, see, it's interesting because does mental illness lead to abusiveness or does abusiveness mental illness? Or can you just be an asshole and be abusive and not be mentally ill?
Right.
You're just like, wait a minute. No, this is okay to treat your kid like this.
But the thing is, how could both parents be, you know, usually it'd be one or the other.
Yeah. For you, it was cultural. I think it's just.
That's why I'm saying it. I think it was cultural in some sense.
Yes.
Because both of them were like, we're on the same page.
We're on the same page. Yeah. We must beat our children. They must never say anything.
Yeah. But on the outside of the house, we look like the perfect family.
Everybody loved each other.
Yeah.
I just remember you telling me that you're one of your brothers, who was your youngest brother, would like gave, you know, when you brought your now husband of 50 plus years home.
Yeah. The first time.
Yeah. Gave him a drink and it had glass in it.
No, that was, no.
Oh, that wasn't.
It was me.
Oh, that was you. He gave you glass.
Yeah. When we came to visit and he was mad at me, which that doesn't.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever. He's always
mad. Always mad at me.
Yeah.
And my mom said, you know, give Chrissy a soda.
Yeah.
And put ice in it. And in those days, my parents, my brothers who lived at home, they would throw a soda bottle in the freezer to get it cold and then forget about it. It would explode.
Yeah. Oh,
and
really?
There'd be glass
everywhere.
Literally shards of glass.
Yeah.
All over the freezer. You know, that was it. Nobody ever cleaned it out.
Yeah.
And so he put in the ice cubes, he put in ice and also glass.
So could
broken
it,
glass.
So now as I hear this story, it could have been totally an accident. There could have just been shards of glass. Okay, no. It was intentional.
The ice cubes, nobody had, no, we didn't. Our ice cubes came in those little trays.
Oh, of course.
And you had to pull the thing up and break
Yeah. Okay. No. It was intentional.
Yeah, it's intentional.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
No, I think Southern Illinois, though. I love where I live in Northern Illinois. I love where I live.
Northern Illinois is better than Southern Illinois.
Well, I think energetically there's something down there that's going on.
I'm just saying, too. Think about Little Egypt.
Yes.
And Cairo.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know about Cairo?
I do know about Cairo. I know that you said that it has lost like 85% of its population.
95%
of that population. And I remember you asked, like, Julie, what city in Illinois or town in Illinois has lost 95% of its population? I said, oh, I know this one, Cairo.
Yeah.
And you're like, how'd you know? And I said, years ago when Ben Carson was head of HUD, or how, you know.
Yes.
They were interviewing him, and this woman was being interviewed who had an apartment in Cairo, and they were like saying, hey, it's time to move.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I think it's Cairo.
Cairo. Yeah.
They call it Little Egypt.
Yes. But you can't call it Little Egypt and then call it Cairo.
That's sort of, but you can if you're Southern Illinois.
Oh, there you go.
But okay, I'm going to say Cairo.
Okay, there you go. But I guess
who came to say the day down there?
I have no idea.
Hercule Poirot.
Oh, okay. All right. On the little Nile river. Well, that was the thing. There's like two rivers that meet down there. And so they thought like it should be thriving.
I know.
When riding on the river was a big dealio. It's not so
Thank
much.
You for getting my references.
Yes, you're welcome.
I got you. I'm just like throwing the ball up. You're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. So can I talk about Tennessee? Oh, wait. So anyway.
It's close to Cairo.
Yes.
Well, Kentucky is.
Yes.
And then Kentucky's close to.
Yeah, it's right down there.
Yeah.
But so, anyway, I do want to say, if you want to listen to that episode with Joe Rogan, save yourself 4 hours.
Yeah.
Listen to the last half hour, because that's pretty fascinating.
Or just listen to us. Oh, because of the Ken Kanye thing?
Yeah. And Eric gives him gives us the impression that Kanye and him talked, and Kay goes, yeah, I was just talking to TMZ, and, you know, I said how I get along with everybody and even love Hitler. And then Eric's like, Kanye, I beg you to go back to TMZ and say, please don't run that, me saying I love Hitler.
Right. Yeah.
And then Eric going, I understand why he says it, though, because in his mind, he feels he is Jesus Christ and he should love everyone.
Or he, yes,
he's
he
like feels, Jesus.
He feels that he is Jesus, or
like Jesus.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly his terminology.
Yeah, because Jesus, right, is his brand. But see, I think that he has sort of morphed this idea that Christ in him,
right, which is in the Bible,
biblical. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
You will do greater deeds than me.
Yes, I'm going to leave you, but you will be doing greater things than I did because I leave you the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But you accept Jesus into your heart. You become.
Yes.
The whole goal is to become Jesus.
And I have met.
So I can understand.
Yeah. And I have met many people who have told me that.
That they're Jesus?
That you know you're God. You're your own God. You have Jesus inside you. Got it. And I'm like, okay, I get you.
Right.
And when I hear it biblically and I meditate on it, there is something very powerful to believe that Christ gave you power.
And not only that, but physics is proving right now that their theory of entanglement.
Right.
Okay. Which means that you can be entangled with something a million miles away
and
be in sync with it
right
so
Right. You can, there's a leap. You can make a leap. And so, but then you understand. So then now Kanye says Hitler's good because Jesus loves everyone. Right. I love everyone.
Right.
And so forth.
Yes.
And then you're going, okay, but.
But you just cannot just throw that out.
Not in a world where everything is edited.
Right.
You know, not you in got, this kind of world.
And also, your words are forever in the universe.
That's exactly right.
There is a library.
And see, here in our podcast, you know, I've gotten clouds. Special permission to not let my words carry so much power.
Exactly.
I get to say whatever should I want to say because I get 1 hour where my mom and I can just say whatever we want to say.
Yeah.
And have fun with it.
And we can kind of goof.
Which we are goofing.
Yeah.
I mean, you were goofing before the podcast. And I said, let's take it down a notch.
I know.
Let's not save this for the show.
I know.
Let's take it down a notch. And you're like, wait a minute, why?
It's like,
why can't I talk about this? I go, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. I don't feel.
I go from like this one woman.
Yeah.
And then as the time gets closer and closer, I morph into this.
Yes. Well, and into this one part of you.
Yes.
That wants everything.
Which is, I'd like to take everything that's out there and goof on it.
Yes. And sometimes it sounds really good. Other times you sound like, because nobody understands that you're just goofing. Other people
like,
are going
nobody
like,
got the Hercule Poirot thing.
Except for me.
I know.
But then
that's my love for you.
Well, I know. I appreciate it. Like, now I want to talk about Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy
All
McNally.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Who are you talking about now?
Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally.
Okay.
He apologizes for comments he left on this one guy's Instagram, I think it is.
Okay.
Reels. And because he has put in motion anti-LGBTQ laws and all that stuff.
Oh, let's... What does this stand for? Let's take Biden
to its knees.
Let's get
Biden
to
quit.
That guy. Okay.
Let's get Biden to quit. Woo! LGBTQ. Woo! So
is that? That's not your thought. Though.
That's not my thought. No. But it was interesting. I was listening to Dan Savage. Dan Savage does nothing but love it when Republicans break bad and they're caught doing something a little bit risque.
Or hypocritical.
Mostly hypocritical.
Yeah. He doesn't mind the risque part.
He hates it. He loves the hypocrisy.
Yeah, but yes.
And so do I.
Yeah.
Because I think it's hysterical.
Because the one thing that we want, right, in this world is to be integrated.
Right. Now, this guy's over 70, okay. I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Alexa, how old is Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally? Let's see what she says.
Randy McNally, 79 years old.
Oh, he's almost 80. Alexa, stop. He's almost 80. He's 79 years old. And so he gets caught because he's put in motion anti-LGBTQ legislation. I think also a drag, like no more drag shows in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a lot of anti stuff.
Well, it's so weird because I took my best friend to a drag queen show in Chicago for her wedding party, for her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Best time of my life. Loved it.
How did that marriage go?
It did not go. Hey, listen, it fared. It was a success for 10 years.
Okay.
Okay, and then it wasn't. It wasn't.
So
there's no correlation.
Okay.
Are you thinking there's a cause and effect here?
Possibly.
I should have taken to the Thunder Down Under? Because that was another option.
That would have made it for like 10 or 15 years. Yeah,
there you go. I just didn't want, I debated. I literally debated. But the problem is, it was a small party. It was me
and her.
My best friend, her mom, my best friend's mom, Mary, who I adore, the groom's mom, who worked for the Salvation Army, like, you know, holding the trumpet and the held, you know, like,
and she was up for it. Excuse me, down for it.
Yeah, and then her sister-in-law, and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing.
woohoo,
like Thunder from Down Under.
Right.
I do not want to see Mary with a crotch in her face. I just can't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
But I thought, why not have drag queens? Now looking back at it, I don't know what the hell I was thinking, because I bet they were all down for it.
It was fun.
It was fun. There is, you guys, you know me. I always say I have a love hate, because there's nothing worse than having these beautiful men look better as women than I do.
I know.
I know. It makes me crazy.
You bring the fun to everything, though.
And back in the day, it wasn't as cartoonish or clownish.
Right.
I mean, these were hot.
Beautiful.
See, you know, doing karaoke.
Yeah.
And we're all giving dollar bills.
Yeah.
So we're giving dollar bills to men who are dressed in drag, who look fabulous. And you're just going, I don't know what I'm seeing here, but somebody's got to do my makeup.
So they accepted dollar bills then. They were accepting money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my.
It was so cute because all these women are just going out there handing him a dollar bill.
Yeah, not expecting anything.
Yeah, not.
They didn't have to sit on the chair and have the. My one experience with the. Mine wasn't Thunder from Down Under, but it was. What was the original? The bow tie guys. It was.
Chippendales?
Chippendales, okay. Yeah. And they were in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
For one night. And so. Dad took me there, you know, and so I'm at my own table, or Dad and I are at a table, but I'm by myself, so that, and I see one guy come over to me, and he's in like a little tankini bikini kind of a, what do you call it, thongs or something?
Yeah, a thong or a
and they're dancing.
Banana hammock or something like that.
Yeah, like that.
Uh-huh.
And they're dancing, and I see him coming over, and so I'm expecting, you know, I've got the dollar bills. And I'm expecting a kiss or whatever. But I didn't realize, because we were in the back of the room.
Yeah.
And I was just really comfortable.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the show. And under the table, I had my feet up on another chair.
Of course you did.
And he came over, and it's dark.
Yeah.
And he came over to give me a kiss. And he bent over, and my foot, which was kind of hidden, but was out there, got him right in the D-I-C-K.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then he went, and then went, I didn't get a kiss, but no. I gave him $5.
That's right. Like, and you groped him.
For your trouble.
Yeah.
So that was my last image of the Chippendales.
Of course.
We all know where they went to.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Yeah. It did not end well for them either.
No. Damn it.
And watch the 12-part series on Hulu or however long it was. I only got through like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
It was fabulous, but I just get tired of these serial stuff. I'm like, please, you guys can make it in an hour and a half or 2 hours.
I mean, like, it's like these serials on Hulu, serial killers.
Yeah.
I mean, you
just done.
If you're going to be a serial killer, like, at least do it.
I had Serial on Tuesday night and I loved it.
I know. And I chose not to.
Yeah, that was fine.
Because the only cereal that I like is Raisin Bran
Crunch.
Emphasis on the brand, though.
That's exactly right.
And you don't want to have that at night.
No, that's true. That's true.
I mean, just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, Lieutenant Randy McNally, Lieutenant.
Yes.
When he apologized
Lieutenant
for comments.
Governor.
I don't know what he's apologizing for.
You better tell the people what he's apologizing
for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for comments on racy Instagram posts. So he's just apologizing for putting comments on this racy, and it's a young, oh, hello. Okay. Hello, internet. Okay. But anyway.
He's apologizing to a person.
No, he's apologizing to, I don't know who he's apologizing to, but because the guy who, I saw a couple of pictures of this Instagram post. I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't really know it, but he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And he shows butt shots. I guess he might be fluid or gay. I'm not even sure because I don't think anybody. I think at this moment in life, if you're young,
talking about the 20-year-old,
yeah,
yes,
and so
because the 79-year-old's been married and he's a great. He said that he didn't mean anything. He showed butt pictures with hearts and flowers.
No. So when he saw a butt picture, he put like emojis down of like fire, and you know, heart shape, or something.
And he
like
said
that
he was trying to motivate the
or
guy,
be supportive, yes,
be supportive since for 4 years,
yes.
So that the point was that he was 16 when this
the Instagram
old guy,
model was 16 when this 75-year-old man,
started sending this guy who was fluidish.
I'm just saying because I don't know ID anymore. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if we can talk about it.
Okay, let me ask you this one question then.
Sure.
Who's the lieutenant governor of Illinois?
I have no idea.
See?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly right. But I want to say this. I think he was I think lieutenant governor of Tennessee was steered wrong in a big way. This guy's 79 years old. If somebody to me said, yeah, I see your dad's Instagram picture or Instagram site. Let's say my dad's a lieutenant governor of Illinois.
Right, right.
I see that your dad's been commenting on this one guy's Instagram who's kind of like racy and shows butt pictures. I go, really? What's he saying? Supposedly, he goes, oh, just doing a lot of emojis like hot, 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 and love, love, love. And I go, okay, so now I know my dad's account is hacked because, first of all, my dad doesn't comment anywhere online because that would be just way, way too much time. Second of all, he ain't going to use emojis. So my feeling is
May I say something about this? Okay, you and I, I'm going to double down on this for you because you and I had it, and I hope I'm using that term right. You and I was constructing an email,
in which
I wanted your opinion on.
Yes.
And I said, here, Jill, look, check this email out. And in my email thing, I pressed the emoji thing. And I have over 100 emojis to choose from. Mm-hmm. And I had chosen this one emoji that looked cute to me.
Yes.
And I wanted you to read the email and the emoji. And you said, Mom, this emoji that you chose is,
I don't know.
You don't remember this?
Was he winking or was he blowing kisses?
It was winking and blowing kisses.
Yes.
And did you really want to blow kisses to this guy?
Yeah. Did you really want to wink and blow kisses to this person?
And I went, no.
I go, well, that's the emoji you picked.
And then, exactly right. And because I can't see that.
Right. You don't have your glasses on.
Right, right.
You're like, I just thought I had cute energy.
It looked good
and
energy.
It does have cute energy. Yeah. It is blowing you kisses and winking at you. Yeah. Did you want to do that to the Kia dealership guy?
No.
And you're like, no, not really. No. Or to our bank. Yeah, no, just stay away from the emojis.
Yeah.
And so, in the wrong hands, they do a lot of damage.
Exactly. That's what I want to say. So
I just don't think, I think this lieutenant governor was steered wrong by somebody.
Got it.
He could have easily said, oh my God, there is no way. I go, this is obviously hacked.
Right.
I go, I don't even know I had an Instagram account.
Right.
And if I did have it, I don't know I'm on it. You know, I mean, he could truly. And people, anybody under the age of 60 going, oh yeah, he didn't do this. He's 80 years old. This guy got more than enough stuff to do than be on Instagram giving some young 20-year-old.
Right.
Unless his doctor just started prescribing him testosterone for hormone replacement. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, you're a little low on T. Make you feel a little good in the last part of your life. You want some tea? Because tea, what's tea? A little testosterone. Lieutenant Governor,
Tea is information, by the way.
Oh, yeah. IT, technologies.
Or no, what's the tea? It's the scoop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Or maybe the doctor just goes, hey, Randy, well, I can get you something.
Or, hey, Randy. Are you Randy?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that, but I just didn't come out right. So I'm glad you took it and ran with it. Thank you. Randy. There's names now that I would not name my kid. I'm not going to name my kid Randy unless it's a family name and I feel like the kid will get something else.
Well, let me ask you about this name.
What? You tell me, Mom.
What do you think about Zachariah Levi?
I think it's interesting because I know Zachariah, who calls himself Zach. That's fine. Zach is Levi.
Do you know who he is?
Is he the guy who made Levi Strauss?
Jeez. No,
I don't know who he is.
He's the new Shazam guy.
Oh, is that his name? Like Zachariah Levi?
Uh-huh.
Is that his name in real life?
That's his name in real life.
Oh, why do I know that? I love that for the new Shazam. It's a great name, Zachariah Levi.
Yeah. I saw him on an interview.
He had some troubles recently, too.
Did he really?
I don't know. Go ahead. Tell me.
He's darling. I've never heard of him.
He's darling, yes.
But he said that he was going through a dark time in his life, and he decided just to get away from Hollywood and live in a Airstream.
Of course.
And just kind of, and he said, I went through light therapy.
Mm.
And And he said it helped with his depression and mm-hmm. everything. He said he kind of found God. And he said that he had, they had asked him to come audition mm-hmm. for some minor part mm-hmm. in this movie. And he said, well, I was feeling a little better. And so I did. And so I just sent something in.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. He sent it, and they said, can you come down? And so he came down, and he said that he was auditioned for the part of a brother or something. And then he went back home, and he said every time he was feeling better and better and better about yeah. this therapy, and he was
yeah.
feeling, basically he said he went from hating himself to loving himself.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And he said by the time he was like, you know, I really do love myself, they actually said, I got a call saying, we want you to be Shazam.
Uh-huh. And Lord, law of attraction, right?
Sort of.
You know, it's so interesting because we had been listening to, I hadn't listened to Tim Ferriss in a long time, probably over a year. Just got out of the habit of listening to him.
Right.
And also at some point, I can't yeah. keep listening to people tell me how bad I am.
Yeah.
Or how I can optimize my life. Well, you know, that's I'm optimizing my life even more.
That's a real niche though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And I used to think that is my niche. Like, I like that niche. Niche.
No, do you? Really?
I mean, I like the idea of being able to optimize, but at the moment, I just feel like I'm doing the best I can.
That's what I think.
I am at my best.
I think most people feel like, you know, they live on a continuum.
Yeah.
And that continuum is pretty wide. But he's saying, here's your continuum. It's small. Don't, they're talking like micro things.
Yes. But I do believe that you can get better and better.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is to be living at that edge
yeah.
is a unique niche.
I agree. So anyway, I was listening to Dr. Andrew Huberman on Tim Ferriss' podcast. But what he said was, I thought was so wonderful. And when I heard it, it hit me at a deep level. Because I love Abraham Hicks. I love the spiritual stuff. We talk God all the time. Listen to Victory Chant. I mean, we really run the gamut. I spent a lot of time trying to feel better, you know, and so forth. But I love this idea that you're literally only 2 days of good habits away from feeling better.
Right.
And the way he said it was, your emotional and physical state today,
mm-hmm.
he goes, what I really came to believe is that it's really what you did 2 days ago.
Right.
And I thought to myself, oh my God, the karmic train has been dissolved.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to feel better 2 days from now? You do these things. And one of the things he talks about is it's what you eat, what working out, socialization, having friends, good sleep.
Good sleep.
And the other one was light. You need to yes. have real light.
Yes.
And
every
so,
day.
I'm thinking that Zachariah Levi.
Yes.
So not Zachary, Zechariah.
Zechariah
Levi had, you know, was healed basically through yeah. light therapy.
Yes.
And there's this new challenge called the 75 or something like that. And it's this guy. And what it is that for 75 days straight, and if you don't do it straight, and if you mess up one day, it's a fail. I know, right?
That's all I need. Kind of challenges.
Right. But here's
I remember trying to get through 21 days and like at 19, I screwed up.
Yeah, you're like, screw it. Yeah. And
I'm not going back to one.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm not doing that. But so what it was is that part of his chase, like follow any food plan you want, but just follow it. Work out 2 45-minute minutes a day. And one of those 45 minutes must be outside. And so people are just saying, to get better, to heal, because we are allowing ourselves to be trapped indoors mm-hmm. and stimulated other than nature, get outside. Mm-hmm. Be outside.
Even if it's a little overcast, you're still getting light.
Exactly.
So light, relationship, sleep.
Yes.
For nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And
did we say working out?
There was five things. Exercise.
Yes. So it was the five things were nutrition, which is like how you're eating your macro, you know,
eat
clean, mm-hmm. you know, working out, moving your body, mm-hmm. sleep, socialization, and light. Yep, just those five
yeah.
things. How great is that?
Yeah.
And guess what none of it was? How much you worked that day? How much money you made?
No.
None of it was that.
Yeah.
None of it was that.
I met a man who was so poor, All he had was money.
That's right. I love that line.
So, here's a perfect day. Yeah. I get up after 9 hours of sleep.
Yay!
I have a green drink.
Yay!
I work out in my favorite gym.
Yes.
And
first thing. So your socialization.
And I go out in the light.
Yes.
For a walk with my honey.
Yep.
And then have great sex.
Okay. Well, that's not my part of me. Sure.
That's the socialization part.
That's your socialization. Yeah. I love that. I can have a good day without the
sex.
Or
I can have a party.
Well, or you can just talk to me.
Yes. That's a party.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Well, what was I going to say? So, yeah, I mean, that's all it is. That's all it takes. I was, remember Dr. Dwayne Dyer? We know him, right?
His name wasn't Dwayne, by the way.
Wayne Dwyer, no. What the fuck's his name? Dr. Wayne Dyer.
I don't remember Dwayne Dyer, but was he the Rock?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jules.
What was it?
Wayne.
Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yes.
Okay. Not Dwayne Dyer.
Yeah.
Or Dwayne Wire, but Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yes.
Okay. But he says you should try to always wake up and meet the sunrise.
That's true.
I tried that for like a week. I couldn't. I missed it. Yeah. I missed it again.
Yeah. Alexa, what time is sunrise?
Yeah. Exactly.
It is 6:04. Julie's like trying to drag herself out.
Damn it. I missed the sunrise. So we know, but it's just being really, really asking.
And didn't say, you're right, it didn't say anything at all about money.
No, and it's funny. If you look at my life, the truth of the matter is I do most of this stuff.
Yeah.
I meditate daily. I sometimes journal. I'm not all in on journaling.
Right.
Only because I feel like, and maybe because I'm already integrated. I mean, overall, I feel I'm pretty healthy with that stuff.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to read anybody's journal, and I wouldn't want anybody to read my journal.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, then what's the point? Not what's the point of writing it down, but I wouldn't want to write anything that if someone saw, they would take it in a weird way. Mm-hmm. No?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm writing, I love Hitler. Please do not take this in the wrong way.
For I love everyone.
Don't take this.
Because if I could love Hitler, I could love anyone. Exactly. Well, it was funny.
Please do not say the word. You just flagged yourself now, Julie.
Yeah,
I know. You said the word.
Well, I saw a really, the reels on Instagram can be very addicting.
Mm-hmm.
I follow
doggies.
Yeah, first off, I didn't know people look at people what people follow, which makes me feel weird because I do follow a couple of people I don't want them to know I follow.
Really?
Not the people that I follow. I don't care if they know I follow.
Yeah.
But I would hate to have my aunt who might follow me on Instagram going, Julie also follows Hump Festival with Dan Savage? What's this about?
What is the Hump Festival?
It's a Hump Festival, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But I do. And so when I realize that people look at other people, what they follow, I'm like, oh, that just feels too personal.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like social media.
That's ooh.
I just feel a little bit like that. But I do follow this one guy, and it's nothing. He just popped in my reels, and so I decided to follow him.
Did he just slid into your DMs?
No, he didn't slide in my. No one slid into my DMs because I'm not answering DMs.
Okay.
I feel bad if anybody DM'd me. I'm sorry, I'm just not looking. Mm-hmm. Because it's one more fucking thing I gotta do.
Right.
And I can have a bot do it, which then just feels even like less authentic.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, and like have your bot.
Yeah, have your bot talk to my bot.
Yeah.
And let's have a bot together.
Yes.
And so anyway. It's this guy, I think his name is Hunter Thames or something like that. But all he does is in the morning and night, he says, good morning, beautiful. Have a good day.
He showed me him.
He's in the winter. He comes out in just his little pants, like his little sleep pants.
He's got a little.
And he takes a big, deep breath. He's got the appropriate amount of tattoos.
And he's got a beautiful spine.
He got a beautiful spine. He got hairy body, not overly hairy.
He's
just perfect every which way but loose.
Oh, my gosh, Julie, you were.
And I always smile when he says, good morning, beautiful. Yes. And I'm like, good morning.
Oh.
Good morning. I love it. And I'm like, you know, I feel happy about this, you know.
And so, what's his name, Hunter?
I think it's Hunter Thames, but I'm not even sure if that's true or not.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
That is, when you showed me that, it just made me, it made me happy. It was like watching a barrel of puppies.
Yes, 100%.
Only better.
Right, because a barrel of puppies, at some point, you're just feeling sad. Like, how'd they get in there? And why are they in there? How'd they get out?
But this guy is like, he does that.
He takes a deep breath in and he's got those little muscles that are like a V muscles and just like, oh, he's pretty darn perfect.
And then he just goes like this, good morning, beautiful.
You have a good day.
Yeah.
You take on the day. I'm like, I will.
I will, Hunter.
I will, Hunter. I promise.
I'm going to go after all my goals. I think his name sounds British.
Sure, I agree. Well, that's
like,
interesting you
say
that.
Like, you know, the Thames.
Yeah.
Like, well, isn't that our Thames? That's the river in England.
Yeah.
River Thames.
It's really interesting that you said British, because I also had this one reel, and I kind of passed it along to Quinners to say, hey, can I get away with this? And she said, yeah, you can get away with this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great. Because I was listening to this one short 30-second interview with Ian McKellen, Gandalf. From Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how he loves being back home in England. And he goes, takes the cab ride. And mom's like, this is not the story I thought you were going to tell. And I'm like, I go, I don't remember what story you're talking about, but that's okay. I'm curious what English story you were setting me up for. This is the one I wanted to talk about. And so... So he's talking about, you know, Ian McKellen. I mean, great actor.
He's like 90 years old, but he's beautiful.
He might be dead. I don't even know. Alexa, is Ian McKellen alive or dead?
Ian McKellen is still alive.
Hey.
He is 83 years old.
Oh, he's not that old. 83. Good for him. But anyway, he's
talking. He's not as old as Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally or whatever.
He is a little older. 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Randy's in 79.
Oh, okay.
And still figured out how to do the Instagram emojis. Okay. Good for you, Randy.
All right.
Okay, but anyway, he talked about being, he goes, he loves being back home because,
Sir Ian McKellen
talked about getting into a cab.
In England.
And usually it's a man driving, but not always, but usually it is. And it's usually a stranger. And he goes, he'll always say, where are you going, love? And he goes, just to be back where a stranger can call another stranger love. He goes, I just love that.
I know.
And I thought to myself.
Yes.
And so I texted Quinn because I'm like, hey, Quinn, can I get away with this? I mean, I'm kind of joking, but kind of serious. Like, can I get away with just taking away? Because I usually call people dude. Hey, dude, how you doing?
Or sir.
Sir, ma'am.
But you want to say love. L-U-V.
Hey, love.
Good morning, love.
Good morning, love. How you doing, love? When I go get my coffee at McDonald's. Yeah. Thank you, love.
Yeah.
Can I pull that off or would it be just too much?
But the girl, when she gets your coffee at McDonald's, she calls you...
Sweetie.
Yeah. Hun.
Sweetie, honey. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, you darn right you will. And I like you calling me sweetie. Thank you.
Love. Thank you, love.
Thank you, love. Yeah. And so, but do I have to say it in a British accent? Because what I don't want...
Just yes.
Yes. Okay. I'll go there. And then I will say that I just came back from living in England for several years. I was like, well, no, I see you frequently. So you weren't in England for I'm my twin.
But you can be bilocal.
I've been taking Zoom classes in England and I've picked up the language. Good morning, love. Good morning, Governor. Love. Love, yeah.
Let's just start that love movement.
I would like that.
And we're not saying L-O-V-E. Nobody has to promise that. But we're saying love.
Love.
And just imagine that you're saying G-U-V, which is also a Scrabble word. L-U-V is also a Scrabble.
No, L-U-V and G-U-V.
Yeah. So instead of saying, good morning, Gov, just say, good morning, love.
You know,
to everyone.
I love it. I just want to say how great Law of Attraction is.
You
though.
Love it.
I love it. We were playing Pogo with the pies. What's it called?
Trivial Pursuit.
And I have searched this question out many times. Like, I know there's an answer, but I don't ever get the answer. It is, what is a European city that has two parts. And it's Budapest.
Two capitals.
Combined into one.
What country? Has
two capitals.
Two capitals. One Buda and one Pest.
Pest. And it's like Budapest.
Yeah.
It's
you
Hungary.
You did not know that?
I know. I knew that.
Oh.
But I didn't know that. But I knew that there was one that had it separate like that. We put them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was Budapest.
Budapest.
But when I look it up, it never told me that.
Got it.
And then yesterday, I'm like, oh, it was verified. Verified.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, yeah, Budapest.
Yes.
Budapest.
Budapest.
Pest.
Hungary. And that's where all good spy novels start out
I don't know why.
And then they go to, I think they go from Buda to Pest. To some place in Russia.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, and then I want to also talk about this kind of sad story, but it kind of reminds me.
Is it the British one that I was going to say?
No, I wasn't. You talk about that first. But there was this, it kind of brings you back to Kanye.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because Kanye is probably manic, but smart and witty and charismatic and rich.
Yeah.
And but believes and has integrated that phrase in the Bible, you will do better works than me, and mm-hmm. you have God, you know, Jesus is inside you.
Right.
You are, you know,
yeah.
yada, yada, yada. Whatever the phrase is.
Yeah.
Now.
We
aspire to feel that and to do greater works.
Yes.
Good works. And it was funny listening to Eric Weinstein on Joe Rogan. He was saying, you know, because he's Jewish, he goes, the Jews have done, we are the most generous, the most creative, and the smartest people, and we also have a tendency to do horrible things. And I'm like, just like life, right? Just like fucking life.
Yeah.
And that's why the good people of the world, and kind of the bad people, try and do a lot of good things to counteract when the a-hole energy comes in, messes things up and does stuff. So anyway, there was a story about this California ER doctor who was fatally run over and then stabbed by a man claiming to be God and Jesus Christ.
So luckily he was dead when he was stabbed.
That's why I'm wondering.
Well, that's what you just said.
It says fatally run over and stabbed.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if he meant he was fatally ran over and stabbed, like running. He was run over and stabbed, and that's what killed him together. Like, he would have eventually died by being run over, mm-hmm. but the guy then stabbed him too.
So you're saying that in the paper it said fatally run over and stabbed.
Yeah, but there's no break.
Got it.
Fatally run over and stabbed.
Got it. Oh.
So I don't know what that meant.
Yeah. But say it quickly. Run over and stab.
Run over and stab. Fatally run over and stabbed.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I don't know what he really died.
Yeah.
The CSI did not tell me what his official cause of death was.
But we're not making light of that.
No. No, the guy died.
That's horrendous.
It was horrendous. Guy got, well, I'm not even making fun of this, but that phrase.
Fatally run over and stabbed.
Being, you know, you will do better things.
Oh.
Than I.
Okay.
You got, you know, the Holy Spirit's here. You got, you are, I mean, I've been told, like I said, many people have said, you are God.
Right.
God gave you God power.
Right.
Like, okay. So in a delusionary man who is more into doing more chaos and hurting people, the guy who ran over and then stabbed this guy said, listen, I'm Jesus Christ and God. If you knew really who I was, you'd let me walk out of here without any consequence.
In jail.
Out of jail because you've been arrested.
So I'm just going to back up little bit.
Yeah, I want to be clear.
So this physician or ER doc.
Yeah.
He was driving in his Lexus convertible when he came to a stoplight.
Okay.
And the other guy hit him from behind with such great force that it flew him out of his convertible onto the pavement.
Okay.
In which that guy said, oh, since I am Christ, since I am God, I deserve a sacrifice. Just like Abraham was to, you know, kill his son. So he happened to have a big knife, got out of his car.
First off.
And knifed the guy as a sacrifice to himself.
Yes.
And then got arrested.
Okay.
And in jail, he's telling I guess, a reporter or something.
You're exactly right, but I missed that completely.
Okay.
Because it says here, on February 1st, I'm not going to say his name, was traveling on the Pacific Coast Highway when Smith, which is the Christ guy, allegedly struck him with his Lexus from behind. So Smith was driving the Lexus.
Mm.
And then, but how was the guy traveling on the Pacific Coast Highway? Was he walking or was he in a different car? The impact flung the doctor into the air and landed in the intersection. And that's when Smith got out of his Lexus. He also had a BB gun with him, approached the injured doctor, so he wasn't dead yet, and then stabbed him with a huge knife.
Okay. All right.
And then Smith said, this is all alleged, by the way. Mm-hmm. I have killed. They would have let me leave this building if they knew who I was. They would satisfy all my wants if they truly knew I was the King of Kings. See, and there is the rub. There's the rub. Because someone who is not grounded or integrated or has someone saying, they're kind of thinking a little wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how you know if you're thinking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If the way you're thinking can be thought by everybody else and no one dies, go for it. But if the way you're thinking, and if everybody thinks that same way, and it ends up in a murderous mess, then you're thinking wrong.
Got it.
That's the thing.
I think that if you're thinking that way and you pinch yourself and it hurts,
yeah,
Don't do it.
Okay.
If it hurts you.
Oh, interesting.
If you can pinch yourself.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, that kind of hurt. I'm not the King of Kings.
Oh, I see. If you're thinking that you're the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And you take your fist and you knock yourself in the face.
And it hurts.
And it hurts. And you can't then heal yourself.
Right. You're not the King of Kings.
I love what you're saying.
Thank you.
It's quick.
It's a simple test.
You take the knife that you're holding.
Yeah.
You then
stick it in yourself.
Stick it in yourself. You pull it out. If you cannot get it to heal instantly,
you shouldn't do it.
Sorry. Shouldn't do it.
Sorry.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like it.
It's quicker.
Quicker idea. Yeah. I mean, like, we have our own litmus test for cults. Yeah. Cults. If the cult says you must, at the end, they want you to give them their money, have sex with the leader.
Exactly.
And can't see your family.
Right.
It's a cult. It's not just a fun group to be with or like an artist compound. No. Right. Yeah. It's a full-blown cult.
Yeah.
What are the three again?
Or as I call it, a writer's support group.
Yeah, exactly. They want you to change their will, have sex with the leader, and you can't see any of your relatives.
That's right.
It's a cult with a capital C.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's a fun group.
Yeah.
It's the Boy Scouts of America.
That's
which
right.
Which is like, I guess, can be. Yeah. It has its own issues, that's for sure.
So there are litmus tests out there.
There are. And they're very simple.
Also, if you can look down and you look at your body and it's not glowing in light.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Now, that has helped me. We were listening to this one preacher dude who studies the Bible. He's now dead. But he studies the Bible in its original language, which I'm all like, you go. I'm all for that. Yeah. And so,
oops.
That's nobody. It's somebody telling me my business is not right on the Google search engine. I'm like, I don't care. So anyway, the end result is this. That preacher man said, and I like this because I always felt it was a catch when they said, you know, you may follow the wrong Christ at the end times.
Right. The anti.
The antichrist. He may come in being all like, I love you. I'm good. I'm real good. We can create heaven on heaven here.
Well, you know, like on Top Chef, but on Chopped.
Yeah.
You know, they have the contestants have the use of all their equipment.
Yeah.
And they have a griddle.
Yeah.
And you know what you can cook on a griddle, right?
Pancakes.
But they also have an anti-griddle.
That's right.
And you know what the anti-griddle does?
Freezes stuff.
Just saying.
The
still
anti-Christ.
Griddle.
Still a griddle.
You but know? It just does
but anyway,
the opposite.
This preacher, though, did say, you know it's not the real Christ if your body is not glowing. I'm like, well, you know what? Thank you for giving me a litmus test.
That's right.
That's just black and white.
Yeah.
Am I still physically here? Am I not? Am I not in my light body?
That's right. Because when the real Jesus comes back,
I'm in my light body.
You bet.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
It's your original.
My original body.
Yeah.
So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
What? I didn't even get to the British one.
To your British story.
Yeah.
Thank God, really.
I guess so. It was kind of a mess.
It was a big mess. It was a real big mess. But, you know,
I would have deciphered it, though. So I would have gotten through it.
Would you? I know you would have. Yeah. So, Love, was it a good show?
Love. It was great, Love.
It was great, Love. It was great. It was great.